Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guests this week, Laura and Walter Hopkins from Rushford, New York. They helped save the life of a little girl by donating a liver. What a neat story, especially during these tough times for a lot of families. We need some hope, and you guys are living proof of that. We'll start with you, Walter. How did you guys hear about the Beck family and their need?
Well, it was actually, we have a mutual friend with the Becks. Laura used to teach in the Cuba Rushford School District, and one of her colleagues there, Shannon Albert, she was sharing the page that was Baby Aylin Needs a Liver. And so she shared that with us, and we saw it on Facebook. So we both happened to see it separately, and we both felt a tug on our hearts to say, well, maybe we ought to see what we can do to help this family. We didn't know them.
And this is not like donating some money or something like that. I mean, you're donating your liver here, Laura. Those aren't familiar with the story, this little girl, Aylin Beck, was in desperate need of a liver. And so you stepped in, donated yours. What was the deciding factor for you?
Oh, there were so many things, honestly. But from the very beginning, as Walter shared, we had kind of a burden on our hearts for her and for her family. And as Walter shared, both of the Becks, Aylin's parents, are public school teachers. We were both public school teachers when our two kids were born. And we were blessed that they were born very healthy and have not had any health complications. But when I read their story, in my mind, I could sort of put myself in their shoes and really just had a lot of empathy for them. And but I would say, like, that burden that we had on our hearts that we both felt at the same time without having talked to each other was God's calling and God's leading. And it's been so clear to us throughout this whole thing that He's been at work orchestrating everything.
So, Laura, you are among the 5% of living donors in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Most people who are alive don't do this. You have. How does that make you feel?
I don't know, I guess. It's pretty amazing to think about, and almost reflecting back on it now that we're back into our fall semester at Houghton, and in spite of the pandemic, things feel a little more normal than they did this summer. It almost in some ways seems like it didn't even really happen. You know, I feel really strong and healthy, you know, 13, 14 weeks out from surgery. And except when I look at the scar, you know, in my daily life, I'm not thinking about the fact that this was part of my life this summer.
So
it's pretty surreal, but it's been an amazing experience in so many ways.
So it really hasn't changed how you live to be down a liver?
Actually, no. That's one of the amazing things. We've learned so much through this process about the liver and how God designed it to function and so many things that it helps to regulate in our bodies when it's working well. But also, one of the really amazing things about it is that the liver is one of the few organs that can regenerate. Yeah. So my liver has basically fully regenerated at this point.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guests this week, Laura and Walter Hopkins from Rushford, New York. And have you talked to the Beck family recently? How is little Aylin doing?
Yeah, we've actually gotten to know them a little bit, and that's been really one of the amazing blessings that's come out of this. Honestly, you know, we thought we were going on this adventure to be servants and to serve in a way that we felt called to do. But it's really been an amazing blessing, and one of the things has been getting to know the Beck family. And they're doing quite well. Aylin is making really good progress, although she definitely still has a long journey ahead. And
share with our listeners, Laura, what it just feels like to look into little Aylin's eyes and to know that literally part of you is inside of her. How does that make you feel?
Oh, overwhelmed, honestly, with emotion, and just to have the opportunity to do this is pretty amazing. I would never have imagined that God would choose to call and use me in this kind of a way. And she's beautiful, and she's so cheerful and doing so well. And every time we get a picture update from the Beck family, it just fills our whole house with joy. Yeah. Honestly,
we weren't able to hold baby Aylin, but it was pretty incredible to actually be able to see her in person, to meet her parents in person, and to just enjoy a meal together and to talk about this experience, this journey that we've all been on together.
That's Laura and Walter Hopkins from Rushford, New York. This week's Hometown Heroes. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.